Welcome to A Bit of Grace. Having awareness and perception. Being sensitive is not a weakness. Awareness and perception are our early warning system and a good thing to strengthen more and more. It's not a weakness to be sensitive to the energy around us and notice what we feel. At first, it can be unsettling to notice you are not feeling comfortable in a situation. It can happen anywhere, at a public event, the family gathering, at work, or at home. Have you ever felt tired at the end of a telephone call? We can be affected by the people in our surroundings, and we may get stressed out and stirred up in any location. I have always been very sensitive to the people and energy around me, so being crammed in a crowd is not my favorite place. The good news is, after suffering with low energy, low consciousness people sucking the life out of me most of my life, my leaks are finally sealed. Crowded places used to overwhelm me. One time I remember wanting to leave a show of famous artwork on display at the Art Gallery of Ontario in Toronto. The entire event was crowded with people lined up before and all the way through the entire exhibit to the exit. At one point, I could sense three people draining my energy. It kind of feels like someone has stuck a straw in you and is taking a big, long drink of your essence and life force. It's a creepy feeling, and I've experienced it again and again, especially in public places. It's important to note that these can be smiley-faced people who seem so nice, just as easily as nasty, negative, selfish people who care only about themselves. They aren't aware of the negative impact of their taking. It even happens at live healing workshops and seminars. These definitely attract a few energy vampires. They're there for a gulp of energy from whoever is leaking. Life force energy transmissions are exceptional at filling energy leaks and plugging holes. These energy leaks allow toxic people to access and feed off our life force, leaving us drained and exhausted. Allow this to happen enough times, and I have, and the body can become a great nest where illness can settle. Life force energy knows exactly what we need. Clients comment on how their awareness has changed and they perceive life events differently. Situations that used to upset and agitate them are now moved through with ease and calmness. Life force energy transmissions have been the secret to my success in this area. I did not realize how much of my energy was constantly being drained until it began to stop. Now I'm able to walk into any area and simply notice how people feel. Are they content and happy in their life or afraid and anxious about the future? Are they independent or are they sucking up the energy from people around them? Patience is required on the journey to sealing energy leaks and gaining strength. It's not an instant process, but oh my goodness, the reward can be great to go where you please without being energetically tackled by others. If you'd like to know more about the services I offer, visit juliagrace.ca. The information provided on A Bit of Grace podcast is for education and entertainment purposes only. Always consult with a professional for medical advice.